Hello, everyone.
This is, let me just make sure everything is going okay. Hey, Melissa. So we are here, my very first call for the medical weight loss and all my GLP-1 people, as well as this kind of, I talk a lot about GLP-1s, but this is all also for the people who have any type of medical weight loss, any medical weight loss drugs or surgery or all that. I am happy to coach you on any of that. Just a little housekeeping. Yes, this is my first call, and I know Corinne just finished up. I just want to make sure, and a lot of y'all are already in the chat, make sure that that is set to everyone and not host and panelists, because I probably won't be able to keep up with the chat, just so you know. It goes by a little fast. I see all of y'all. Happy day. Hey, Audrey, Patricia. I'm so glad all of y'all are here. But like I said, I may not be able to keep up fully with the chat because it goes by really fast. If you have any questions and all that, let's bump those over to the Q&A, so I can kind of see those and feel free to put whatever in there. But this is a coaching call. Yes, I can answer questions, but whoever wants to be coached, go ahead and raise your hand so we can go ahead and get started on coaching. I don't see anyone with their hand raised yet, but that is perfectly fine. But go ahead and start, lining up, and I will go ahead and get to coaching. Just a little bit of an extension from Corinne's call. There were some questions on the magnesium, and yeah, she is so right that it helps for so many different reasons. And there's a little bit, magnesium gets, it does a lot of different things for our body, and there are different types. But if you want to know more information about that, the top three really, magnesium glycinate is for calm and sleep. And then you have magnesium citrate. I have to take my little notes. Magnesium citrate is going to be the one that helps you go to the bathroom. And then the L-threonate is also a great one for the cognitive health for your brain. So, all of that being said, that's just kind of a little bit to let you know. There are still even more types of magnesium, but Corinne's going to go over the ones that she uses as well. And I'm sure that that will help. I don't see, let's see. Let me just double check. I see all of the attendees here. But go ahead and someone raise your hand and let's get coached today. I do already have a question. So it says, do you have any advice about switching from semaglutide to tirzepatide? And yes, those are all the spellings are kind of weird. So don't worry about the spelling. And Susan, I do see you, and I'll be calling you up for coaching in just a minute. So the big difference between the two, yes, they are both GLP-1s. Tirzepatide came out afterwards, and it is it has a dual, it works two different ways. So it works on GLP-1 and then something called GIP. So you're going to be working a little bit differently with glucagon, which is our storage form. So yes, some people do stay on semaglutide and they do really, really well, and then they lose all of their weight and they're fine. There's other people that go on semaglutide and then for whatever reason it stops, which I'm going to talk about that as well. Stalls and plateaus are actually a normal thing, just like with any weight loss. It's not whether if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen, because it's going to happen with a GLP-1. But it is ultimately your choice, and definitely discuss that with your doctor. I do think for some people, switching does help. I've seen it where some people were on semaglutide for a while, and for whatever reason, they decided, hey, let me switch things up and went to tirzepatide and ended up losing a little bit more weight. Can we 100% say that that is because they switched? Not necessarily, but it is something worth talking to your healthcare provider about. So that's definitely something I would do. Okay, Susan, so I'm going to go ahead and call you up. And she is joining. And if you will just go ahead and I'll ask you to unmute. There you are. I see you. And here you go. Yes. So, Susan, what
Hi.
would you like coaching on today?
So you actually, the question that was asked was somewhat what is going on with me. I was on Zepbound, which I can't remember which that is, but I was on Zepbound
Zepbound
for
is the tirzepatide.
tirzepatide. Okay, and when given the options at the outset, before I'd taken anything, they said, well, this one you might lose a little bit faster, a little bit more weight. And I was like, sign me up for that one. So I was doing the Zepbound, did really well on it. I was having some side effects, which I was managing. And then I was down, I think, 30 pounds in 6 months, 6 or 8 months, something like that. And so I felt like I was doing really well on it, but the side effects started to become more troublesome. And my healthcare provider said, let's take you off of it. Let your body heal. And then we'll see what we're going to do from there. And so when, so I've been off of it since it's been about 2 months now. And I haven't lost any weight in that time. So that tells me that it was working while I was on it. It also tells me that I need to do some of the work in no BS to make sure I'm not, just letting the medications stunt my appetite and then not, be just discovering, well, maybe what I need
Right. How
versus
did
a, yeah,
you gain any weight during the time that you
a
were
few pounds.
a few
Yeah.
pounds? So that's,
Yeah.
you didn't gain a significant amount back. Because
No.
sometimes people can see that, and that it shows you a couple of different things when that occurs. And like you said, the no BS work is definitely gonna be, I think the no BS work is the sustainability of whether you decide to stay on the GLP-1 or come off of it. GLP-1s work great with what I call the physical hunger, but the emotional hunger is gonna be where no BS comes in even more so. But go
Yeah.
ahead. So you said that you came off of it
Yep,
and
I've been off of it, and now she's prescribed. It's going to be in the mail. It's, on its way to me. That now I'm going to change to, I think it's Wegovy, and it's in the pill form. So we're trying something that's pretty different, and I know that it's. What I'm hoping is that it will still work. I'm assuming it will still work. And I just wanted to get some advice on how to like get back on it because one now that I've been off of it for a couple of weeks, like I feel like I've lost some of my, I don't know, mojo, like some of the
So, I mean,
some.
and that's, I think that's understandable. Just when we start and stop any type of medication, whether it be hormones, whether it be blood pressure, whatever it is, our body has to recalibrate and you want that to happen. So you're coming off of this medication. Did the food noise return? Did you like
It
what?
did.
Okay, so and that makes sense as well. And what's going to happen is you're going to start Wegovy, which is semaglutide, orally. And we have a lot of women in our group that are doing really well with semaglutide.
Oh, good.
We have some that, some of the side effects are they couldn't handle it. So, everybody is different. But I think with you, they're going to start you back on the lowest dose and then
Yes.
they're going to titrate up. I
Yeah.
think if you're asking, is it going to help you? Is it going to There's a lot of factors to that. A lot of people do say, yes, it quiets the food noise. And that's one of the main things about GLP-1s is it gives us that window where food noise is going to come down. So we can hear the emotional hunger that's going to come up because
Yeah.
it's going to come up and it may be the loudest that you've ever heard it when the physical hunger is the lowest. So that's the perfect time. start really, really working on it. You have something, you have a tool, for lack of a better word, that's going to help you with the physical hunger part. But it's also sometimes it spotlights that emotional hunger part. And that's actually the beauty of the drug too, I think, because that's where the sustainability is when you
I felt,
work on that.
yeah. And I felt like I had actually done really well with not eating between meals, not eating too much. Like I would now, if I'm eating something and it tastes good, I will eat it all, whether I'm, still hungry or not. And when I was on medication for, I could be halfway through the most delicious dessert that my very favorite. And if I was like, I basically would say, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not gonna, and it doesn't even appeal to me.
Yeah,
Like
so
there
it
was,
made it easier.
it really made it a lot easier. And so, what I guess what I'm a little concerned about is like, I know it's a different medication, but I think it'll be similar. I want to make sure that I'm successful with, I continue the success. And I'm a little afraid with this like period of time that I've been off of it that I'm not going to be able to get back on the weight loss track that I was on.
And I hear what you're saying, and that is normal for our brains to throw up all of this stuff. Like, truthfully, a lot of our thoughts are going to be negative. Our brains are geared towards that, like what's going on, what can go wrong, all that type stuff is completely normal. What you're going to tell yourself about, hey, I'm starting something new. Sometimes just starting something new brings up a lot of anxiety or just a lot of those emotions. Like for me today, I'm a little bit heightened because this is a brand new call for me. This is new. This is, I don't know how it's going to go. But we just have to reassure ourselves, hey, it's new. This is going to be a little different. I'm going to have to get accustomed to it. Will it be the exact same? Probably not. The answer is probably not. But that doesn't make it bad or not okay. It is a different drug that you are taking differently. So it's not going to be the exact same. Will it quiet the food noise? Yes. It's going
Okay,
to give you
well,
that opportunity again. But my guess is that when you were eating those desserts and stuff like that, you still made some sort of pause. You were still thinking, oh, I'm probably at enough. And
Oh,
just,
yeah.
yeah, you chose
It was
not to.
easier for me to, it was easier for me to detect it because I said to my husband, I said it was just such a weird thing to not be hungry. Like it just
That is,
felt
again, that's
so
another
different.
thing. It does. If when you've eaten a certain amount and you've eaten for certain reasons over a life, decades, and now something comes in and kind of changes that whole story for you, it is new, it is different. It's not good or bad necessarily, but I think, and I can already tell that you've done a lot of the no BS work. Like
Been here for a while.
you know how to question yourself. You may just have to ramp up some of that ping pong, some of those thoughts. You may just have to ramp up some of that a little bit, or like put some of those physical stops in, like, okay, you've eaten half and you've proven to yourself before the amount of food that you can really run on from day to day, back when you were on the tirzepatide. So you logically know now, hey, I can eat this amount of food and I'm still okay. I can eat this amount of food and I'm losing weight. So you've seen that with your own eyes. And now that you were off of it, well, maybe that crept up a little bit because some of the food noise came back, but you still know that that amount of food will sustain you, and that amount of food, you lose a certain amount of weight. Now, with whether you choose to go on this oral, or if you choose not to do it at all, now you just kind of have to ramp up what you're telling yourself, and really working on enough, more so. GLP-1s make eating when you're hungry or not hungry a lot easier. It's the stopping at enough that sometimes is more spotlighted. And now you know this. You know this is coming. And like they always said, if it's a pattern, we can prepare for it. So my recommendation would be ready for those thoughts to come up. Be ready for, oh, well, this is oral and this is not the same drug. And so I don't know if it's going to work as good. Okay. We can be ready for those thoughts to come up and let's figure out what we're going to say back to them. So what would be something that, say, let's say that, what is your like favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. So let's say that you fixed yourself a bowl of ice cream and you're, halfway through it and you think that you're at enough, but you're like, oh, there's just a little bit left or whatever. And this, this medication is not as strong or whatever that's coming up in your brain. What are you going to say back? What are you going to say back to it?
I can throw that little bit that's left in the bowl because I don't have to eat it just because it's there.
Yeah.
It's
And
I'm no longer hungry, so it's time to move on to something else besides eating.
exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You know your no BS work. And I think that when we kind of prepare for some of those thoughts to come up, it makes it easier. Does it make it 100% doable? Not always. We don't have to be perfect. There's going to be times when we eat the ice cream anyway. But I think you knowing and preparing for it will definitely make it easier for when it does come up. So, and like I said, it's going to be something that you'll have to see what works best for you. Have people had su been successful on that medication? Yes,
They have,
they have.
yes.
There is a lot of people, and now there's even, I just saw it yesterday, and truthfully, I didn't read up into it enough, but now there's another oral. It's like a some type of GLP-1 derivative. Like I said, I haven't. So more, and we're probably going to see more and more coming out because a lot of people are scared of needles, so they won't do
Yeah, I had to
the,
get over that, but
yeah,
I was
so.
pretty successful. I'm really happy with the weight loss I've had so far. So, this was helpful just to have a chance to kind of verbalize
Yeah, and
some of
that
the things that are coming up for me. And
definitely.
yeah, I'm really glad you're here. It's
Well,
good to
I'm
have
glad you're
somebody
here too.
who's GLP-1, somebody who's got the expertise in that area. I really
Well,
appreciate it.
thank you. But yes, and like I said, let me know either in the Facebook group or ask coaches how it goes, and feel free to reach out anytime. Like with anything, like I said, I've helped women with all different versions of weight loss medicines.
Okay,
Well,
great. Thank you so much.
you're welcome. Let me, whoops, sorry, I have to. All right, thank you so much. Okay, and let me look at some of the questions. Kelly, I'm going to go ahead and promote you if you'll turn on your camera and turn on your microphone. And let's look at this. Someone said, I've heard the Wegovy pill doesn't work as well, but it would be great not to have to take the shots. Okay, yeah, there are a different a little bit of different versions of, I guess they're running statistics on whether it works better or the same as or whatever. And there's not a whole lot of data, but I know that there is a lot of people that have had great success on both the injectable as well as the oral. Okay, Kelly, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to unmute and then to start your video. Let's see if you can go ahead and try that. And if not, I will just have to put you back down. Oh. Okay, let me try one more time, Kelly, okay? I'm going to promote you. Go ahead and answer another question. Anonymous says, I'm pre-diabetic. Hey Kelly, I'll be right with you. I'm pre-diabetic, not on any meds, trying to control with diet and exercise, walking 10 to 15 minutes after meals. What can I do meal-wise to help? Low carb has been tried in the past but failed miserable. What else can I do? There, you're doing a great job by walking after meals. That's going to help bring down your glucose levels, but low carb all depends on whether you feel like that is restrictive or not. So if that's feeling restrictive, makes it a different story. But I would love for you to take this to Ask Coaches and tag me, and I can help you work through this a little bit more because there are a lot of different things that you can try, and we'll work through that. But yeah, that keep doing the walks, that's definitely something that will help. All right, Kelly, what would you like coaching on today?
So, first, I'm so glad that you're here with the expertise that you
Oh,
bring.
thank
And just,
you.
we've talked a few times on Facebook already, and
Yes, I feel like I know a lot of y'all, but I'm not always necessarily by face, so.
so it's been really helpful so far, and just looking forward to more of your input. So I'm in an accountability group that I've been in for quite a while. Neither of those ladies are on the GLP-1s or anything like I am. I'm currently on Zepbound. And our accountability group, it's really just all we do is post plans. And I'm probably the most consistent person, so some of the ladies, if they even do that. And so I just feel like I'm not getting a whole lot out of the group other than if I go quiet for a few days, they might, say, "Hey, where are you?"
Right.
And so I was thinking about, and I actually posted in the medical Facebook group about starting up a separate little group with some other ladies that are on GLP-1s, just so we can come together and support each other. And so I wanted to get your input on what you think we could do in such a group that would be helpful, just to pick your brain a little and, I know the consistency on the no BS stuff, writing plans and all that is good stuff. But if there's anything else specific to the weight loss drugs that you think
Yes.
could be helpful.
I definitely think I love accountability, just so you know. I think that, and
Me too.
there's different ways that you can do it, even for yourself. But what this is a great question. What I would say, like specifically for GLP-1 women doing accountability, I want to see like some type of strength training. I know that I'm not saying go from if you're not doing anything to going all out, but it is very important that on a GLP-1 that you at least preserve the muscle that you have. It would be great if you could build some more, because I'm sure you've heard, and that's why it's so important to get your protein as well. So even making sharing different snacks that are protein forward, and kind of keeping people accountable for making sure that they are getting their protein in, that they are getting their water in. Water is a huge, so GLP-1s not only cause our hunger to be, our appetite to be suppressed, but our thirst. So water is going to be huge. Yes, some people say, "Oh, I do really well on my water." And you think you are, but unless you're measuring it, especially when you're on GLP-1, sometimes you're not doing the same amount that you were before, just because your body's not telling you, "Hey, you need to drink, you need to drink." That would, as far as accountability goes, is that too. The number one thing, though, that I'm going to tell you about with GLP-1 and accountability, again, is going to be that emotional eating. All of those thoughts that are coming up, now is the perfect time to deal with those. And whether it be that, you agree to one like emotional eating thought that you're going to work on for that week. And maybe you have to think back a little bit before. You started the GLP-1. What was your habit? What was your, because, obviously were on a GLP-1 to lose weight. So at some point in time, we were overeating and it wasn't for hunger. So everyone
Yeah.
has, and the number one thing is going to be emotional eating. So really, really working on that emotional eating part, because that's going to be the difference if you choose to come off of it, or if you choose to, taper down, or if you choose to stay on it forever. No matter what, you've got to deal with that emotional eating aspect of, your life. And I think that, like I said, the time when the physical hunger and all that is kind of pushed down by the drug, it's the perfect time to start doing that no BS, specifically the emotional eating part. Or let's say that you're great with that. You're like, I know how to talk to myself. I have a lot of different coping skills besides food. Body image is going to be another great one to do, because sometimes when we lose weight, our brain and our can't keep up with what our body looks like. Like if we lose 20 pounds fairly quickly, our brain doesn't always see it. You can
Yeah.
look in the mirror and sometimes what you see reflecting back is not the same. Sometimes it is, but it takes time to calibrate that. And I think with body image, but specifically because your skin may get looser,
Yeah.
it's, think the like your cheeks may look more wrinkled or whatever, because you're losing the weight. There's not as much of you to sometimes fill in the skin. So that's another great one, I think. But when you hear those, what do you think would be the best for you and your group?
I think those are all really good ideas because I know for myself, like I started kind of tracking my protein. I'm kind of backing off it a little bit now because I've gotten a feel for it over time. And I eat similarly, most days, not exactly the same. But so I was doing that just to make sure it's like, am I getting close to the 100 grams of protein and that? So, but I know for me, I can definitely use accountability when it comes to movement, including strength training. So I think that's great. And then an idea I had when you were talking about body image and skincare, I know I've kind of upped my game lately because I've, seen, heard a lot about that, and so I'm getting better at using the moisturizers. I started taking the NAD Plus,
Yes,
I
it
think it
enables.
is. Yeah, and that's supposed to help. And so, just paying attention to what supplements can help and your skincare routine, because I've been notoriously bad about my skincare routine
I'm
over
right
my
there with you. Yes. And I take NAD. I've taken NAD for a little while now. And I mean, just for other benefits with it, even helps when you're working out and stuff like that. So I think that that's great. And that's the self-care part. Sometimes, we don't realize that at the end of a long day when you're stressed and all that, if you can just go and like take the time and be fully present to wash your face,
Yeah.
enjoy that thing, like doing those little things, it is self-care as well as, skincare. It's both. And MJ always talks about, washing her face and stuff like that. And I struggle right there along with her. And I actually have it on, she mentioned it. That she has it on her habit tracker. And I put that specifically. I'm like, self-care. And then another one is like, wash my face at night. And even you can do accountability for something like that. I mean, it's all taking care of yourself. And it's all more so than anything with accountability. For me, at least, it's me telling myself that I'm going to do something and then I do it. Because that's
Yeah.
going to build self-trust. That's going to build that, hey, when I tell myself I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, I do that. And it just makes a lot of different things along the way a lot easier when you can know that, you're not just going to blow smoke at yourself, that you said,
Yeah.
hey, 3 days a week, I'm going to try to get in more movement. 2 days a week, I'm going to try to do two of those 3 days, I'm going to try to do a little bit of weights and show up for yourself. I think that that's a huge part too of how accountability helps throughout your whole weight loss journey. So.
Yeah. I know one of the things I've been going back and listening to a lot of the medical weight loss calls that Corinne was doing and the older ones. And one of the things she mentioned that I thought was really good, and you kind of touched on it, was thinking about why you emotionally eat, and maybe even in the past, because maybe you're not doing it now so much because you're on the drug and that's helping, you know, suppress the food noise. And so, you know, for me, it's boredom, stress, facing unknown circumstances, you know, stressing it over that, thinking about it. She said, and then think about, well, now that you're on the drug, how are you dealing with those situations when they come up now if you're not eating? What are you doing that's working? And learn from that and make sure, you know, practice that and cement it. So when, you know, if you do have to come off these drugs one day, you've got some tools in your tool belt.
Yes, definitely. I think that, like I said, that's like the window that these drugs give us that is so important. And it's not something that you want to just not think about. Maybe when you first start, like just get yourself acclimated. But then when you're really losing the weight and stuff is going a little bit easier for you, let's start digging into that emotional eating part, you know? And like again, MJ, one of the things she said is you have to fill that hole that food was filling.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're taking away a lot of that food and a lot of even that emotional eating with the GLP-1. But now you've got to fill that hole with something. You've got to fill it with a different coping mechanism. You've got to fill it with self-love. You've got to fill it with whatever it is that is going to benefit you for the rest of your life. And I think that this is, I think you doing your accountability group, journaling is another good way, you know, to get some of this type stuff, ask coaches, all that type stuff, just getting it out where you can see it. And then slowly start filling those holes that you were filling with food.
Yeah.
So, well, I think you have some great ideas.
Yeah,
And
you gave me some good ones here. There are things, I'm glad you mentioned it. I mean, there are things I'm doing and are on my mind, but and I was taking notes when you were talking, so it's that'll be some good stuff to talk about with the ladies once we get
you
going.
know what? If you want, you know, accountability partners that are specific to GLP-1, go ahead and post it in our Facebook group. I'm sure that there are plenty of other women
Yeah.
that would love, you know, and we've got people that want it from daily to once a week to whatever. So there will be people in there that, you know, will
Yeah.
be able to help you with accountability. So.
Yeah, I already did that and I got a couple of responses. And so we're working on figuring out how we want to talk and get our logistics worked
Yes,
out.
getting it all together. There's so many
Yeah.
different ways now to communicate. So
I know. I know. Well, thank you.
you're more than welcome. And thank you. I'll
Yeah.
see you over on Facebook.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I am now, let's see who else. Marsha, I see that you have your hand raised. And whoops. Let's go ahead. And I'm going to promote you if you can go ahead and start your camera and your mic. And I'm going to go ahead and take another question. It says, I've been thinking of starting GLP-1 for weight loss. I don't have diabetes, but my BMI is almost 32. She takes a statin for high cholesterol. Her doctor didn't want to prescribe the shot because her insurance won't cover it. But now the pill form is much cheaper and I could afford it. Should I talk to her again or is one of the online companies, such as Roco, okay, an acceptable avenue? I think that, you know, it depending on what you can afford and what's in your budget, I think that it would be definitely benefit to speak to your doctor. I also do like a lot of the different online places. They do have healthcare providers that go through everything else. So I think that that's just going to be a question of what is in your budget and then what is the easiest way for you to get it, you know, and then go with it. I don't think that there's anything wrong or that it's like not as reputable just because it's online. And because even some of the online places, which I'm sure a lot of the women in the chat can tell you can get in touch with those people very quickly. It's not like they give you the drug and then just leave you to yourself. They have check-ins and checkups. So I think that either way would be great. And I think that it's definitely worth a try to do the oral, if that's in your budget. So, all right. Is it Marsha?
But I go by Marcy, but Marsha
Marcy.
is what's
Okay.
on my birth certificate.
All
So
right. Well, yes, I
trying to
understand
be
that.
so formal. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, what would you like coaching on?
I'm kind of sliding in on the more of a questions that, than
Okay, that's
true
fine.
coaching. I'll get the nerve to, this is the first time I've come on one of the calls. So
Well,
just
welcome. It's my first call too,
hey,
so
that's
we're
right.
together.
That's
So yeah,
right.
we're here together.
All right. So, in any event, I have been told, or I was, it was suggested to me by my gynecologist, that I might be interested in looking into the NAD plus. Is that even what you refer to them as? And I only thought of it because you just mentioned it, and I thought, yeah, here's the person I should talk to because she did refer me to a compounding pharmacist locally who is supposed to be very, like, very good. And so forth. But I thought, I would talk to you first and see if there's anything in particular you think I should make sure that I get him to discuss with me and make sure that, questions that I raise with him. I know it's kind of a broad-reaching question,
Yeah,
but
that's okay. So are you currently on a GLP-1 or what are you current? Okay.
Sorry. I guess a little background would help
No,
in
that's
that.
fine.
Yeah,
And then,
I'm on Zepbound. 10,
okay.
10, 10.0. And I have been at that. I've been on tirzepatide started compounds last January. So it's been what, about 15 months? And I've lost pretty much all the weight that I expected to lose. It was 85 or so pounds.
Okay.
And I've been maintaining now fairly comfortably within my range for about 6 or 8 months. So, and I have no intention of getting off of it.
Okay.
It seems to be doing good things for other things. My A1C, I'm no longer pre-diabetic. I'm off all blood pressure medications. Even my VO2 max is actually pretty good. So I've been doing a lot of the stuff and doing a lot of the working out and blah, 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 all that stuff. But I'm not really a candidate for HRT, and I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the whole NAD plus, NAD plus. Discussion, but I again just trying to give you the full picture because I had a hysterectomy when I was 50, so that's like 17, 18 years ago. And of course, because of my family's breast cancer history, it's like, oh no, can't do that. And well, of course, we know that that's all.
They changed that, yes.
Yeah, exactly. However, I do have mild coronary artery disease.
Okay.
I've calcium scored, and I do have a little bit of crud on the innards. So it's not really an option. I'm concerned mostly about the brain fog, sleeping, night sweats, just generally feeling like I should feel better, especially after I've dropped all this weight. I just should feel better. So that's why
So,
I just
I'm sorry. What did he or she, your healthcare provider, say that the NAD plus would do for you?
She was, it was a while ago. I haven't really followed up on it. I have, I'm scheduled to go and speak to this, compounding pharmacist this week, but she had said just generally feeling better, having more energy, the brain fog can, can be helped with this and so forth. That's what I recall because the brain fog, I forget exactly what she said, but, those sorts of things. So maybe I'm misremembering as
No,
to
I mean
what some of
it.
the benefits can be.
There are a lot of different benefits. NAD has been around for a long time. It's kind of gotten a new revival with the GLP-1s because a lot of the time GLP-1s do kind of tank some of our energy. For various reasons, you're not eating as much. Sometimes we're not moving as much because we don't have as much energy. So it's like a cycle. But I think that, and would this be oral or injectable?
I don't know.
You
That's, I
don't
guess
know.
that's one of the questions that I would ask them.
Okay, so and that's just some of the stuff that you NAD is a supplement. Someone's in the chat. I just said what's NAD. And you know what? I forget. It's a big old long word. Let me see if I can. So it's nicotinamide adenodinucleotide. Okay, so it's a coenzyme. Just you know, I won't get into all of that, but I do think that it's worth a try because, like I said, I'm not on a GLP-1, but I love having more energy, and I just recently started HRT, so I'm right there with you with the brain fog and all that type stuff, and I think the NAD, you know, it's over the counter. You don't necessarily have to go to a doctor to get it. But I would, if you're on a GLP-1, I would run it past them. I would also say that some people do really well on it and some people don't because it is a pretty potent coenzyme. Like at first with me, when I took it, I felt anxious. I don't know. It just made me a little bit. I didn't notice it that it was doing that until like the second week. And then I didn't take it for like 3 days. And I was like, oh, something's really different. So I definitely have to eat with it because it does kind of give me a little bit of like just jittery anxiousness. But lesson learned, I don't take it first thing. I wait truthfully until around lunchtime. I don't think it's something that, you know, is harmful or that would hurt you. I just don't know if it will 100% help you, if that makes sense. But
Yeah,
I
like
think
everything, right?
I definitely think it's worth a shot, especially since some of the other options are not on the table for you.
No, that's good. That's good information.
And I mean, I'm
Sorry,
sorry,
go.
I'm not just going to give you like I don't
Yeah,
know
no, you
100%,
can't.
and I know that's not what you're looking for, but I will tell
That's
you
okay.
there are a lot of people that are on that combo, a GLP-1 with NAD, because I used to make it all the time. We used to make the injectable, and you can't put them together, but there was a plenty of people that did that. They did their GLP-1, and it had B12 in it. And then they did NAD. And
Right,
so.
yeah, and I was on that combo when I was doing the compounded version, and I did well on it, but my healthcare provider at the time, she was concerned because of all the crazy legal crap that was starting to happen back in the spring of last, was it the spring of last year? Yeah,
Yeah,
like
when
spring, early
they.
summer. And I just thought, screw it, I'm just going name brand, and I'll,
Yeah.
pay Lilly Direct and so forth. Although, have you heard about the for anybody on Medicare, have you heard about the Bridge program?
I've
That's,
heard
I
a
think,
little bit about it, and we've
There's
gone back and forth whether, oh, is Medicare going to cover it? Is Medicare not going to cover it? What is the copay going to be? And I haven't seen what the latest was,
I've
but
seen it, and it's right from CMS,
yeah.
and it is being covered. There's certain specific criteria. Not everybody who's currently on a GLP-1 is going to get the, it's $50 out of pocket, which is a lot nicer than my 450 that I'm currently paying.
Definitely. Yeah.
But there's very specific conditions that are mostly based on what was your BMI and any other conditions at the time you started taking it. So, and I will luckily like squeak, my A1C was still pre-diabetic, but barely. It was 5.7. And when I went on the tirzepatide, I was I think my BMI was, I want to say like 31 or something, which it only needed to be 27 for, for what I've read. So I'm kind of squeaking by, but I'll take it.
Hey, squeaking by so long as it's, yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of hoops that people are going to have to jump through, and you got to be on top of it with your provider. And then you'll have to go through open enrollment, but for next year, because the bridge,
is taking Part D out of it, but once we get into 2027, it's going to be a Part D thing. So you've got to make sure that you're on the ball with, open enrollment come October, and find
Definitely.
out who's going to cover it. But there's some good articles out there. I'm certainly happy to forward them to you if
Sure. Yeah,
you
and
would
then I'll
like
put
that.
on in the Facebook group because yeah, there's a lot of people asking. And like I said, I haven't stayed abreast of all of that information just since I've been out of pharmacy just a little bit, but definitely. And you have to advocate for yourself because sometimes they're going to say, okay, rejected, we're not going to do that. But then you can appeal it. Yes, it takes time, but your time is literally going to be money when you know, it is covered. So I think it's definitely worth it.
You just have to know what the steps are with this. They're going through a central processor. Humana is the commercial. Humana is basically being the central processor for 2026, just so that it doesn't matter what Part D insurance that you have, not until 2027. So for 2026, and it starts,
Sign
I
up for.
believe, July 1st, either June 1st or July, I want to say July 1st, like second half of the year. But I'll get that to you. There's a couple good YouTubes that I think credible YouTuber people have have produced, as well as the actual, I found the actual link to CMS.
Okay,
So
definitely
that's,
share that.
yeah,
And like I
yeah,
said, and
I've,
I'll share it out too because I think that is obviously these drugs cost money. And even though I wish that they could be made affordable to everyone, that's not going to happen right now. I think LillyDirect is one of the best places. And then some of the online places, like I mentioned before, the reputable ones, I think those are definitely great choices. But to make it affordable is ideal. So,
It is,
I would talk to your doctor about the NAD thing, whether you want to start. And here's the deal. If you get it and you take it and you like it, continue. If you get it and it's not for you,
Stop
lesson
it.
learned. Yeah, I mean, I have bought supplements before and I thought, oh yeah, this is going to be great. And then it just didn't work out for me. My body didn't like it. So it just wasn't for, just know that, like I said, I don't think it's not going to hurt, but it may not do all of the things that it claims.
Hey, I'll take a just a
Any
bump up.
help? That's
I'll
how I
take a
am.
scooch, if you will, as MJ would say. I'll take a
No
scooch in the
doubt.
right direction. Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I don't want to take up any more of your
Oh
time.
no,
I'm sure
you're
there's other
fine.
people.
And you can, are you in the Facebook group?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
Oh
I've
yeah.
actually, yeah, I've been back and forth with you on a couple of things when my liver enzymes were up and so forth. They're back down
Okay, yes.
for
Okay.
no explicable for no particular reason. Like nothing changed, and they just like back down we go. So who knows?
Mine did
Which I
that
think
one time.
you said that. I think you actually
Yeah, I
said,
never figured it out, but
that's
it's back
fine.
down, so I'm like just gonna be okay with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I say that medicine is as much an art as it is a science, and sometimes there's a little magic too.
Yes, and sometimes it's just not explainable. So,
It's not. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Christy,
thank
and I'm
you.
so
All right.
happy to see you here. I'm
I'm
so
glad to
happy to
see
see
you
you
too.
here.
Take
Yeah,
care.
and I'll get that stuff to you through the email system.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
All right.
thanks.
Put you back down. And then, Kelly, I am go ahead and promote you. If you will go ahead and, turn on your camera and start your microphone. I'm going to have another question. Let's see. It says, I have low energy on GLP-1. What supplement should I take to help with energy? Well, we were just talking about that. I do think the NAD is great for energy. One more thing, and Kelly, I'll be right with you. Make sure that sometimes when we don't eat enough, we're not getting enough iron specifically. And with GLP-1, that is a thing because sometimes you don't want to eat, some of the same stuff you were before. And if you're nauseous, you don't necessarily want to eat protein. And protein is where we get a lot of our iron sources. So if your energy stays really low, I would love you to talk to your healthcare provider and just get your basic labs done just to rule out that, it could be your iron, it could be your B vitamins. That's another thing that, you have to watch because if you're not eating as much, you may not be getting all those B vitamins. So I would suggest you talk to your doctor and, just get some of those basic labs just to rule that stuff out. So, all right, Kelly, what would you like coaching on?
I am kind of on a weight loss high because I've been here since 2000 and I just started the tirzepatide in August. And I think total, I've lost like 45 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. And I don't know when to stop. Like I saw pictures of myself and I thought, I could lose a little bit more. But I don't want to get carried away. And then I do have the loose skin, so I don't know if that's gonna like eventually just kind of tone back up and not be agey. Because the last time I weighed this, I was probably in my 30s. And that was 22 years, 25 years ago. So I know I'm not gonna look exactly the same. So I don't know. I'm not sure how to know when to stop losing.
Okay. How do I think? I mean, that's a great question. And sometimes it kind of is hard to determine, like, where is my goal weight? Am I at my goal weight? Because if we just went straight by BMI, that's not necessarily the best indicator of what your goal weight should be. I like to tell people it's more of how you feel in your body. Like, do you feel when you wake up in the morning, are you having aches and pains? If, are you at a good place where when you think, oh, if I lived like this for the rest of my life, I would be okay with it?
I would. I think originally my goal was 150. And I was stuck and stuck and stuck. And I was so excited when I got into the 160s just briefly. And then I gained again from, I had to be on a steroid for something for a little while. And so I gained then. And then, so now, being on this, I feel really good. I will feel really anxious if I have to go off of it, I know. And I'm paying the 450 a month for the straight through Lilly. And I mean, I've stayed on low enough dose basically to not be sick or, for every now and then I do the vials and every now and then I'll drop like more than I should because I'm taking less than what the vial is. But I mean, generally, I feel pretty good. I just feel like I've kind of lost my perspective of, so like earlier this month, I was like down to 141 something, and then I would jump back up to 146. I can waver those 5 pounds that people complain about losing, never losing in like a few days, I swear. But I can tell that the trend is still at the lower 140s, which is fantastic. I mean, I never thought I could be here again.
So you're happy where you are right now.
I am, yeah.
Well, I think that says a lot, like as far as it goes, like if you're at I don't know if you've taken the maintenance course, and I know that Lizzie is actually kind of in the middle of redoing it, but even the maintenance course that is available now is probably one of my favorites. But we call it happy weight. You're at your happy weight, and that's where you can see yourself living your life, not one that you want to live or not one that you think you should live, but like living your actual life at the weight that you are. And with or without a GLP-1, because you've made the decision that you're willing to pay for it and this is what you want to do for your life. That's great. So that's already factored in. So if you think that you're at your happy weight and your happy life in the 140s, I don't see anything wrong with that. I do like a range. For me, I do a 10-pound range for my maintenance. Some people do a 5-pound range. That's completely up to you, what you feel the most comfortable with. I tend to go I mean, I can go up and down 3 pounds, 4 pounds based on my hormones right now. So, I like the 10-pound range, but it's just a question, that I'm glad you brought it here because I'm sure other people have that same question, but it's more of a question like, how am I at this weight? Does it feel good in my body? What's going on with your thoughts about this weight? Are you thinking, oh, well, I don't weigh enough. I don't look good. I need to put on some. Or, oh, I would feel better if I, lost down to one in the 130s. And if those thoughts are coming up that you need to lose more when you're okay, really dig into those because why are you thinking that an additional 5 to 10 pounds when you're happy now? What difference would it make? And that's where you're going to get a lot of the answers because if you feel good in your body right now at that certain weight and you're healthy and your doctors are okay with everything and you're okay with everything, why are you wanting to see a lower number on the scale? That's the question that I would dig into if that's coming up versus, and sometimes we don't ever think about that necessarily. We're like, oh, the scale is up, and we definitely have thoughts about that, right? But when we're wanting the scale to go down even past when we're at kind of our happy weight or, our goal, that's when, some new thoughts may be coming up that you need to kind of dig into. And like I said, if y'all tag me and ask coaches, I am there almost every day. I'm not there on Thursdays because I'm off, but we can work through all of that stuff. But 9 times out of 10, that's some thought work that needs to be done.
And that's why I'm still for sure staying here because I definitely need to do the work part. I did start the maintenance course. I didn't get too far yet.
And I highly recommend that. It's not like you have to do that every day, but it addresses a lot of this. Even when I went through the maintenance course, which was only probably a year and a half ago, I was just like, whoa. I mean, it brings up a lot of stuff that I didn't realize was kind of going on in the background. Where maintenance is a new identity. It's not as I mean, yeah, it is. It's an identity shift. Like my kids are going off to college. My baby will graduate high school in about a month or so, and he's the last one. That's an identity shift for me as a mom. Being in maintenance is an identity shift for you as someone who has been on their weight loss journey forever. And I think that you have to do some of the thought work around that. And I think a lot of this has to do with it because you're in maintenance right now, and your brain is looking for something like to really hold fast to say, okay, now I can stop. Well, it may not be that you get that exact thing that's going to say, okay, now you can stop. You've got to kind of work around and see what it is that's coming up that's saying that you either need to gain or lose a little or stay between these 3 pounds or whatever. And because, and if once you start digging into it, it comes out. It definitely comes up. If you allow it to kind of be there and sit with it and journal and get it out, it'll show you what's going on. But, I think a lot of it does have to do with just what weight is sustainable for you, where you are happy with your day-to-day way of eating, your day-to-day activity, all of that type of stuff. Because if we try to go to where we're like working out 6 days a week and only eating, organic or whatever, food that we grow ourselves and all, you're going to start getting some of those restrictive thoughts and stuff coming up that's not going to necessarily serve you in the best way.
Right. And I was exercising a lot before trying to catch up, and it used to work until it didn't. And so, and then I thought too, like the weight loss was going to give me so much more energy. And thanks to your weekly menopause on Facebook, I found a menopause doctor and got some
estradiol and some
Yes,
progesterone, and
it is amazing.
I'm actually sleeping. And I actually noticed myself just walking to the mailbox yesterday. It just felt lighter and quicker, which was super weird. So I think I'm still like, I am kind of in awe of a lot of things right now, with just my changing of thoughts and stuff and
And I
being
just
easier
stay
on myself.
curious. I love the take off like your Judge Judy robe and put on that lab coat and just ask yourself like those questions, like, well, why am I thinking about this all of a sudden? And because it's rolling in the background, whether we know it or not, like we constantly have those thoughts. And when we pull them up to our, prefrontal cortex and actually start answering them, that's when we start hearing what's going on a whole lot more. Well, awesome. Thank you so much. Our
Thank
time
you.
is kind of drawing near. It's the
Yeah.
quickest hour, but I'm going to go ahead and put you down. And I did not get to all of the questions. However, a lot of them are just, is hers now and Roe a good company? Both of those are definitely reputable companies. So I recommend both of those. We answered what NAD was. Let's see. Someone said, I'm just starting on phentermine. My insurance starts there. Any advice for phentermine? I've been in OBS for years, but I'm starting over. Okay, so phentermine is just going to suppress your appetite. My advice for that is watch your water intake. It's going to make you thirsty. Make sure you're getting enough water, and that should actually help. Take it with food. And preferably before about 10 a.m. But we do have other members that are on Adipex is the brand name, or phentermine, that are losing weight and doing really well. So I would highly recommend that as a starting point. And then if it doesn't work, you can bump up. Okay, so any of these other questions, I'm sorry I could not get to them all. I have a lot of questions today, but feel free to go to Ask Coaches and tag me with your questions. And then feel free to also put it in Facebook. I will answer this one right before we leave because it is important. It says, can you talk a little bit about alcohol and GLP-1, that interaction? It seems to take less to feel it and longer to get it out of the system. And that's exactly what it does. So with, that GLP-1 slow down our gut. So it's going to also, the alcohol is going to sit in your gut longer. So the effect of that you're going to get is going to be more. So what I tell people is one drink is really like two. So you do have to watch drinking alcohol on that, but just see how it does with your body. Start almost do like the halftime method with alcohol and drink some and then maybe drink some water and see how it goes. But I would not recommend just saying, oh, I normally drink 3 glasses of wine, no problem, and start that. Because that it is going to be a lot different while you're on a GLP-1. But like I said, I am an Ask Coaches for all of y'all. And go ahead and tag me there. Tag me in Facebook. I'm there a good bit of the time too. Thank you for sharing this hour with me and my first call. This was wonderful. And I hope to see you all again next month when we do this. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.